been a few months now that you've been working from home. But I know that you still miss the daily routine. Getting up, taking a shower, leaving the house, getting to travel through the city to your office. It's different working from home. It's never really felt as comfortable. So I thought maybe I would try to do something to fix that. I've waited until you're on lunch, so that I won't be disturbing any calls that you have with your clients. And I've slipped down the stairs to your office. You're not at your desk. You're sitting in a chair, reading the newspaper. You look up as I come down, but it's not unusual for me to come down and just be with you for a little while. So you quickly go back to what you were doing. But this time it's going to be a little bit different. I walk over to your desk. Your chair is in front of it. I sit down on the desk and scooch backwards so that my feet are off the floor. I set one foot on your desk chair. I very, very slowly slide it to the side. You look up. That's not a sound that I normally make. Just in time to see my legs spread wide. And you realize that I'm not wearing anything underneath my skirt. You have a perfect view. I see that I have your full attention now. Take my foot out of your chair and pull it up so that my heel's on the desk. Very, very slowly, I pull up the other leg, letting my skirt fall down toward my waist, letting you look at me. It's not hard to tell that this is an idea that I'm rather excited about. It's a very small sound as you fold your newspaper and set it aside. All of your attention is focused on me. Slide my feet apart, slowly, so that my legs are spread wide on the desk. My ass almost right up to the edge. If I was any closer, I'd probably fall off. I take one hand, very slowly run it along my collarbone, towards the buttons of my dress. Slowly, one button at a time, I slip them undone. You can see that even though it's warm in the office, my nipples are very hard. As I reach down with one hand and start gently pulling on one, been thinking about this idea for a couple of days now, and it's one that I really like, and one that I'm really excited to be doing. I can see your eyes follow my hand as it moves further down, undoing the last few buttons. Falls open, only being held on now by my sleeves. can see that your cock has gotten hard. I can see that you like what you're seeing. What I'm doing as my hand drifts lower across my stomach, lower, just brushing along. Just brushing along my leg as I run my fingertips down to my knee and then back up the inside of my thigh. Very slowly, slip one finger along my clit and down. Just brushing. Along the entrance to a pussy that is already very wet and aching to have a finger inside. But not yet. No. Very gently, fingertips barely brushing my skin, I slide my fingers up and back down. Drifting along my skin. See goosebumps starting to form where my fingers trail, and you know that my touch is light enough that it tickles just a little, but this is a kind of touch that I enjoy. Clear your throat, shift in your seat a little bit. I know that you want to get up. I know that you want to come to me, but you don't. You just watch. My other hand squeezing. Gently twisting my nipple while that other hand just continues to drift. You know that normally I don't like to be teased very much, that it doesn't take long before I beg, please. Not this time. This time, knowing that you're watching, knowing that your eyes are following every movement of my fingers, knowing that your ears are straining to hear every gasp, every ragged breath. Something that I could get used to. This is something that I very much enjoy. But I still can't take it for long. My hand drifts down again. This time my thumb dragging behind my fingers. helping to rub in slow circles around my clit. As my first of my fingers drift lower, you see me tease the lips of my pussy with my middle finger. And then, very delicately, very slowly, knowing that you're watching, I slide one finger inside, where I'm so warm, so wet. I can't stop my head from falling back a little, and I let out a moan. I haven't taken my finger out. I'm not moving it. But just having it there. Just having something for my pussy to squeeze around when I twist my nipple feels so good. But I know what you want to see. My finger back out, still moving so slowly, so deliberately, but you can see in the light that when my finger comes out, it's absolutely coated. Not that I've had it in. Oh, I don't want to leave it out. Oh, my pussy is desperate. Oh, so needy. It wants to be fucked. Oh, if not by your cock, then at least by my finger. As I slide it back in, there's that wet, slippery sound. I can see every muscle in your body is clenched. I know. I know what this is doing to you. And then there's a part of me that loves it. There's another part that wants you. That wants you to lose control. No. You hang on and watch as my thumb gently strokes up and down. You can see that my clit is getting swollen. Oh, and you know how sensitive I get. Stop moaning now. My hips are starting to make those small, needy movements that you know so well. Oh. I'm gonna come. Oh, I know that it's gonna run down my ass. And it's gonna get all over your desk. Oh, and every time that you sit here, from today on, you're gonna think about that. You're gonna look at where I'm sitting, and you're gonna remember watching me. Watching me fuck myself on your desk. Oh, watching me come for you. Oh, my breath is coming so fast now. And my legs are starting to shake. When you speak for the first time since I've come down the stairs, one single word. Stop. Immediately. I am still. My finger is still inside, but I don't move. Frozen. Waiting. So close to the edge. And you know it. Oh, you've made me come so often. You know. Oh, you know exactly where to stop me. So close to the edge. Another few steps and I could have thrown myself off. Oh, it comes so hard for you. But no. I wait. My breathing slows. You see the tremble fade from my legs and my arms. I can see. Oh, I can see how much you want me. Oh, your cock is so hard, I can see it through your pants. Oh, it looks so good. You wait, never taking your eyes from mine, until you can see that I've pulled back from the edge. See the impatience growing in my eyes, and I know that you enjoy that. There's a little part of me that enjoys it too. You make a motion with your fingers for me to carry on. I know that you're watching. I know that you're looking for those little signs. And I know that you're going to stop me again. But even knowing that, I can't stop myself. I can't hold back. My finger starts to move. Not as slow this time. Oh, I'm so wet that you can hear it. You can hear the sounds of my fingers sliding in and out. You can see how wet I am. The light is glistening. off. Stop. Locked on you. Oh, waiting, hoping, looking for that sign that it's okay to keep going. Oh, it takes longer to calm down this time. Longer for the shaking to stop. But you can still see. Oh, it's not droplets coming out of my pussy anymore. Oh, I'm so wet for you. Oh, even though you haven't touched me, even though you're all the way across the room, you know what you do to me. One more time, I see your fingers flick, and this time, I can see the need in your eyes, the desire. Oh, it's almost too much. Start moving my fingers again. Desperate. Oh God, so desperate. I want to come so badly. It seems like it only takes just a few strokes of my fingers and I'm right back. Oh. My eyes close. Oh, my head falls back. This time you don't say stop. Oh, maybe this time I can come. And then I hear you stand up. My eyes immediately fly open. You're standing by your chair. I can see. I can see. Oh, you're so hard for me. Oh, you look so good. I can't help but lick my lips, knowing. Oh, I know. Hear the very familiar sound as you slide it open and pop open the button on your pants. You're stepping towards me. There's only a few more steps separating us. thumb pulls down your boxers. Oh, and I can see that you have very, very much liked watching me. Oh, your cock is glistening in the light, and I just want to taste it. But before I can get down on my knees, you stop me. Keep me here on the desk. You step up so close, but not touching. I can feel the heat radiating off your body. You have your cock in your hand, slowly, so slowly stroking it. I slide my finger out of my pussy. I raise it to my lips, and I slowly, matching the strokes of your cock, slip my tongue out and begin licking my finger, just like I would do if I was on my knees in front of you. You're so close. You press your cock right up against me. So close to inside, but not yet. You lean in. Oh, they're just inches from mine. They're so beautiful. I could lose myself in your eyes for hours. You know. Your mouth is so close. When you breathe out, I can feel your breath on my skin. I know that you can feel my ragged pants against yours. Your lips part, and your tongue darts out and licks your bottom lip. And you say one word, just one. Beg. God, you want to be inside me just as badly as I want you there. As I start to moan, you press your lips against mine, swallowing every sound and feeling. Oh God. Mm-hmm. This is the last. The last few throbs ripple through my pussy. I know that there's no way you're ever gonna look at your desk the same way again.